late home one night, I found she was not yet home herself. So I got into bed and waited under my blanket mound until I heard her come in and hurry upstairs. My back was to the door. Without turning round, I greeted her, but my voice made only a hollow, parched-throated k-k-k sound, which I could not convert into words and which, anyway, lacked the force to carry. Nonplussed, but not distraught, I listened to her undress, then sidle along the far side of our bed and lift the covers. Of course, I'd forgotten she'd died. Adjusting my arm for the usual cuddle and caress, I felt mattress and bedboards welcome her weight as she rolled and settled towards me. But before I caught her, it was already too late, and she'd whisked clean away.